Yeah, of course.
Go ahead with questions in English first, if you're on.
Did you expect it could be so easy? You played so well, and did you expect to play so well, first of all?
You know, I was just going for your tips that you gave me last time, you know? But, you know, I always go out there and I believe I'm going to play well. And I had a game plan in mind and I just went for my shots. I knew that I had to be aggressive but not too aggressive, kind of find a balance between, you know, finding the opening and then go for my shots whenever I had the balls for it.
Caroline, you said it's the best court in the world. Afterward, do you believe that, even all that wind and the trickiness of it sometimes?
Yeah, I've played so well here in the past, and it's such an amazing atmosphere in there, and I think it's such a great place to be. It makes it tricky sometimes with the wind. I've played in some very windy conditions here, but I know how to adapt, and I can adapt my game to it, and it's been working out well so far.
The only game when you were in troubles was the first one, when you went down log 40. What were you thinking at that moment, and how did you react to that?
Well, it's the first game. You know, you kind of want to get a good start, and love 40 isn't really a good start, but it was really windy, and it just took me a few serves to kind of get into the rhythm and figure out, you know, where to throw the ball and what to aim for.
Caroline, how would you say your game has evolved over the last, say, 5 years since you made the final here?
It's definitely evolved. You know, I'm definitely more experienced. I know my game much better. I've been in these big matches before, and you know, I think all the time I improve. I think everybody improves and want to try and get better, and the women's tennis keep getting stronger. So you know, I think I keep putting things onto my game. You know, I try and have more or stronger serves, better returns, you know, kind of the first few points.
You think you're a fundamentally different player tactically now?
I think I've always been a good player tactically. I've always had a game plan going out there, and I think that's won me a lot of matches.
But it's a different game plan, I mean, now?
I think it always differs from player to player, so I think it's same game plans. Maybe it's just better execution.
Semifinals 2011, does that feel like just yesterday? Does that feel like a lifetime ago, somewhere in between? I mean, what's this kind of time sense to you?
To be honest, somewhere in between. I have to say the finals feels closer than the semifinals 2011. It's weird. I don't know. I think just because it was such a huge experience for me, and it was my first real deep run in a Grand Slam, and I'm just so happy to be back in the stage and having another match out there.
Even if I don't have any tip for Peng, I mean, she hasn't lost any set, and nobody made more than four games in each set that she played. How do you think you're going to face that match, and how are you surprised that she's in the semifinal for the first time?
She's been playing well. She's playing aggressively. She has strong. She's strong from both sides, you know. She's been serving well, so it's going to be a difficult match. It's going to be a different match than against Sarah today. You know, Sarah runs a lot of balls down. She doesn't make many mistakes. Peng is closer to the baseline, going for her shots more. So it's going to be a hard one, but I'm just, again, it's going to be fun.
Caroline, I know Sarah's serve is not her strength, but you didn't miss a single return tonight. You put every single return in play. Can you recall a match when that's happened before? Looking at your stats?
No, probably not. But I think I learned quite a lot from Lucic the other day. She was going for every return, and she was trying to make winners on every return. And for me, that wasn't really the game plan today. It was just putting pressure on her from the start and kind of start the rally from there.
Caroline, you look really confident out there. You feel that way?
Yeah, I feel confident, and I feel comfortable out there. It's I've been playing well, and these last few months, and it's just nice that it's paying off here.
Caroline, what do you like particularly about that court at night? How does it differ from the day?
It's so different because you walk out there and you basically can't see the top stands, and the crowd is always cheering, even a little louder, and it feels a little more cozy as well at the same time because it's dark around. So I don't know, there's just something special about that atmosphere.
Caroline, even when you were number one, there were of commentators who said that your game wasn't aggressive enough to get to win a Grand Slam and that you needed to add more to that. How hard was that to have that happening when you were still winning matches? And I don't know if you took any of that to heart or if you've ever listened to those critiques or rejected them. Or
I just listen to myself and my coach, and you know, I always try, as I said, to work hard and try and be better. So you know, you always try and add to your game. You have to, because everyone knows how you play, and you kind of have to keep playing better. And you know, it will always go up and down in sports, doesn't matter what sport you play. And I'm just happy that it's on my way up again and playing well.
Do you feel like you're proving people wrong at all?
I've proven people wrong so many times. You know, I was told when I was younger, there's no chance I'm going to make the top 100, top 50, top 30, you know, and every time I've proven them wrong. So it's kind of nice.
Anything else in English? Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.